Now, Seb Gotcher's joined us on the line from the Melbourne Stars, and keen to find out who is on the DJ duties at the Melbourne Stars. Seb Gotcher, good morning to you.
G'day, boys. How are we going?
We're going well. Now, who's on the music duties at the Stars? Do you get anything happening in the dressing rooms beforehand, or is it all pretty much headphones nowadays?
No, I think Adam Zampa usually takes control of all that.
He's a bit different, isn't he?
Yeah, you get some different music, I can tell you that much. But we usually have to hand our phones in before the game, so we don't really have any other option. He just he takes control and you have to listen.
So what does he play? I mean, I can imagine him being very alternative.
To be honest, a lot of the stuff that he plays, I don't really know what it is. it's always new and it's always pretty fresh. So, yeah, he's his own man and we love him that way.
Now, has he made you a coffee? Because we're all intrigued by his coffee-making skills that he showcased on the documentary last year playing with Australia. Have you tasted any of his barista skills?
I haven't yet. I haven't been invited to his room. that's a bit disappointing, but I see boys floating in and out of there quite regularly. We don't really have much else to do in the hub, in the hotel. So he's given that machine a good workout, but I'm yet to be invited, so I might have to get on to him about that.
Absolutely. Do you feel like you've turned the corner just watching the last couple of games, the win over the Strikers, which was an absolute domination on Friday, and then at the MCG again against the Renegades, a comfortable enough win in the end. Do you feel like something's clicked over the last couple of games?
I'd like to say yes, but I think the nature of 2020 cricket, it just, things can swing so quickly, even during games, you can never be too confident. So I think whilst it's good to get those scrappy wins like we did the other night against the Renegades, they're the ones that set your season up, but the performance against the Strikers, I think a few guys can take some confidence and build into the end of the season, but it's just about trying to be consistent wherever we play, whoever we play against, it's trying to put a performance on the board that will allow us to compete with anyone. And I think you can say we're trying to turn a corner, but we're always really optimistic about our performance and we know we can compete anyone on our day.
Now, Seb, talk to me about the Spice Man. He's been an intriguing man. For a while there, we were worried he was just there for his fielding and then he went berserk against the Adelaide. What sort of a character is he off the field?
He's a fantastic man. I think you saw the emotion, not just from him, but from everyone when he got those runs the other night. He works really hard. I think it's the stuff that he does off the field for other people as well. He's really selfless. He's always throwing balls. He's always helping everyone else out. So, it would be very easy for an international to come over and not have the tournament that they wanted and start kicking cans and be pretty disappointed. But he just found other ways to make the group better. And, I think he's fantastic to have around. And we saw his skills the other night and how good he can be.
Do you keep in touch with a lot of these guys? Because they sort of come in and out for the Australian summer, but then, like, I don't know if you keep in touch with any of the guys who you've played with, but how much contact do you make with them, say, the Spice Man in 6 months' time? Or is it kind of just like shake hands at the end of the tournament, see you in a year, hopefully?
Yeah, it depends on who comes out and what they're like, I guess. I like to keep pretty close contact with everyone that's come through the Stars family, and I think we make a big point about that. We're not just teammates, we're friends off the field as well. So we've been really fortunate with the internationals that we've had, and I think they enjoy the Stars company more, so they're always reaching out and trying to get back involved somehow. So we'll see. 6 months' time, I don't know what Spice Man will be doing. but if he answers the call, I'll happily have a chat to him.
How was the skipper after his a couple of quacks in a row? How did the skipper handle those things, Maxie?
I think exactly like you'd think with Maxie. he's always pretty level. I think with someone like that, he knows he's one game away from doing something incredible. So that's probably why he's as good as he is. He can just forget those innings and move on to the next one. Whereas with a few guys, if it was me, I'd be a bit more worried, but yeah, he's got bigger jobs on his mind, and he's been a great captain for us. And whether he's doing something with the ball or with the bat, he's always helping us win. So we're really fortunate to have him on our side.
how much did he enjoy and you giggle when he bowled a slow half tracker to teammate Aaron Finch and bowled him?
Well, I think he was. I think he might have been a bit subdued in his celebration, but I know him and Finchie are great mates, and cricket can be such a tough game sometimes. And you know, Finchie's a world class player, but hasn't quite been where he wants to be. So I think while Max was very happy to get him out and put us in a great position to win the game, I think he definitely felt for him a little bit. Yeah, Finchie's a star. Hopefully, he can have one more bad performance and then turn things around for the rest of the season. But it was a handy wicket to get early.
Seb, how good was it to be back at the MCG? You took an absolute specky as well. It's the first overhead mark we've seen at the MCG in a long time behind the stumps. How good was it to be back there?
It was great. It was a regulation catch for most people, but I put a little bit of mayo on it. But it's great to be back at the gym. I think we get a little bit of an advantage by there. There's some areas of the ground that you can expose, and the wicket does some funny things. So I think when teams come there, they need to spend a couple of overs trying to adapt to that, and that's where we can sort of take an advantage. But it was great. I think the limit is 15,000 at games, but the atmosphere was electric. Just having our fans back was great. So hopefully they can keep coming along. And we've got another derby at Wednesday at Marvel, and then back at the G for a few more games. So hopefully we can keep packing out and keep winning games.
Do you get to train at the G as well, or is that all done off-site?
No, we're training at the G today, and we have been over the last couple of weeks. The wickets have been diabolical out the back in the training facilities. So I've just been opting out to face any bowlers. But hopefully they make some changes and get some good ones up. But, yeah, it's always nice diving into the MCG for a training session.
Now, the short sleeves, mate, what's the latest with the feedback? You've created a stir in the last 12 months. You're still sticking fat?
Yeah, I got to stick to it now. Every time I come off the ground, I just check Twitter and I've got messages of abuse. But I think the more I do it, the more people hate it, the more I just have to get going now. I've backed myself into a corner.
What is the theory? Why do wicketkeepers think they need the full... Like, I'm with you. I don't understand why you can't do what you've done.
It does look horrible. When I watch on TV and look at myself, I can understand what people are saying, but it's just become routine now. I can't get away from it. It doesn't feel right.
Now, Maxie's taken up a fair few of the microphone opportunities this year on field. Is that something... So when he's standing, say, at mid-on or whatever, can you hear him talking to the broadcasters and guiding us through what he's doing as captain? Or are you just so focused you tune out to that in-between balls?
Yeah, not really. I think when I see Max on the mic, it's sort of a time where I have to stand up and get the angles right in the field, being the keeper.
Yep.
He's got so many things on his mind, and he's having to worry about power surge when they take that, the bowlers, who you're going to bowl, the score, everything. And then, you know, when the commentators come over the top, I can't imagine how hard that would be. So when you're out there, you just try and look for little ways that you can help each other. And Max, having such a big job, I think everyone sort of puts their hand up when they can and just chips in with something different here and there.
Seb, looking forward to watching the Stars in action tomorrow night at Marvel Stadium. Hopefully you can get the points and hopefully move towards securing a final spot this season. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.